The Military Personnel Subcommittee's markup of next year's National Defense Authorization Act includes just one reference to TRICARE, the military's health insurance system. Joe Wilson, the panel's chairman, puts it pretty succinctly.
It is to make clear that non-military contributions to health care benefits made by our troops and their families through a career of service to America represents a prepayment of health care premiums in retirement.
The language is a sense of Congress provision and doesn't direct any particular action by DOD. The Pentagon has proposed a set of phased-in premium increases for working-age retirees, including a means-tested approach that would lead to a near quadrupling of premiums for ex-military members at the high end of the pension scale by 2017. But DOD can't implement those increases without Congress's go-ahead. The subcommittee did not give that green light yesterday, and Congressman Buck McKeon, the chairman of the Full Armed Services Committee, said in a speech earlier this week that the full committee won't either when it marks up the defense bill early next month. Susan Davis is the military personnel panel's ranking member.
Without specific authorization, the department is limited to only increasing fees to the same rate as the retiree COLA increase. However, the department has the ability to increase pharmacy copays without specific authorization from Congress. And I understand that you are considering limiting pharmacy increases to the retiree COLA as well. I'm certainly interested, as I know everybody in the room is, in how the committee will pay for the cost of such a proposal and the impact to the defense health budget.
The DOD proposal would increase prescription copays at retail pharmacies to encourage people to use the less costly mail order system. Even though TRICARE fees just went up this year for the first time since 1995, DOD says they need to rise further as a result of the budget cuts Congress imposed under last year's Budget Control Act. And officials say TRICARE will still be a bargain.
We believe the TRICARE benefit has always been one of the most comprehensive and generous health benefits in our country, and our proposals keep it that way.
Dr. Jonathan Woodson is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. He says DOD's share of retiree health costs has ballooned over the years, mostly because fees were static between 1995 and this year.
In 1996, military retirees were responsible for about 27% of overall TRICARE costs. In 2012, the percentage share of costs borne by beneficiaries has dropped to a little over 10% of overall costs. If these proposals we put forward are accepted, beneficiary out-of-pocket costs will rise to 14% of costs by 2017. This is about half of what beneficiaries experienced in 1996. We recognize the concerns of the members of the committee and the beneficiary organizations have voiced regarding these proposals. I want to emphasize that these proposals are targeted to mitigate the burden on any one particular group of beneficiaries while simultaneously meeting our congressionally mandated cost-saving responsibilities under the Budget Control Act.
Retired Navy Captain Kathy Beasley represents one of those beneficiary groups, the Military Officers Association of America. She says DOD's figures comparing the change in cost share since 1995 are accurate, but they're also misleading.
I mean, there's been some major adjustments during that time frame. I mean, we're just doing 10 years of war. I mean, the cost of readiness is built into that increase. And, you know, quite frankly, the beneficiary shouldn't be the ones to, you know, shoulder the burden with the cost of readiness for a duration of 10 years of war. That's one piece there. And another, the benefit has changed during that time. Congress has expanded the benefits to include reserve, and rightly so, to include reservists and all sorts of other contingencies and things, and so those costs have resulted in a drive in increase in health care costs as well, so it's just not persuasive.
To shield lower-earning retirees from the fee increases, the DOD proposal would impose the new fees in three bands, depending on a former military member's retirement pay. By 2017, retirees at the top of the pension scale would be charged a little over $2,000 a year in premiums for family coverage. Retirees in the bottom bracket would pay a little under $900. But military retiree groups oppose that as well. Beasley says it would create a perverse incentive system.
So it's almost as if the longer you serve and the more successful you are, the more you will have to pay for your health care. And we don't think that's fair at all. I mean, this is an earned benefit across the board for all uniformed personnel. You know, the higher ranking, you know, enlisted or officer shouldn't have to pay more than the lowest enlisted. It's an earned benefit, you know, that's equal across the board to everyone. And very few other health plans in this country do anything of the sort of means testing such as that. I mean, the federal employees' health benefit program, for instance, that, you know, members of Congress and and certainly the president has, I mean, they pay the same amount as the lowest GS worker would. So why would you go tiering military health care fees when no one else in this country does anything like that?
Whether the increases are tiered or not, DOD says it needs to achieve the cost savings it would get from the premium hikes. With a mandate to save $487 billion over the next 10 years, Woodson says those savings will have to come from somewhere else if Congress doesn't let DOD find them in health care.
So 90% of the savings came from other areas, so planes, ships, people. If we don't go forward with these TRICARE fee adjustments, we'll have to look at planes, ships, and people again. And so the issue is that if we look at people, we're looking at maybe a 50% more increase in the reductions of the force. While I wouldn't want to fix a number on this, we're talking about anywhere from, 30 to 50,000 troops.
Other provisions in the military personnel panel's bill include a 1.7% pay increase for uniformed troops, the same as the DOD proposal, a series of provisions designed to improve sexual assault prevention and response in the military, and extended benefits for troops who are involuntarily separated. The legislation would also limit how quickly DOD can draw down the size of the Army and Marine Corps. The Army would be allowed to shrink by no more than 15,000 soldiers per year. The Marines would be limited to 5,000 a year. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.